The College Football Playoff Committee spit out their latest top four. Time to talk about that and perception with our friend Danny Cannell, Cover 3 podcast, Sirius XM as well. But we got to find out if everybody's okay in South Florida, no? All right, my man Danny Cannell, who is in South Florida, how's Nicole doing?
Nicole's doing all right. It's been better. I think that, you know, my parents had some damage done by their house, but I think for the most part, it was one of those better safe than sorry,
yeah,
you know, mindsets with shutting down schools 2 days with no school in the Cannell household. But I think it's going to pass. I think, you know, everybody was worried about the West Coast with Hurricane Ian going not that long ago, but I think it's going to dodge that. And then I think we're going to be okay. I think it's going to clear out, too, for the college football weekend, too. So you don't have to pay attention like in those weather reports for your betting if you are a degenerate like myself. And, you know, really dive into those, I think it'll be okay. I don't think it'll have too much of an impact.
All right, we'll get a couple of best bets from you. And I appreciate Danny Cannell joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. With no school, I totally understand how everything is just completely up in the air. BetOnline.net is a proud partner with Danny Cannell. Let's talk a little college football. And we are going to, at some point during this conversation, declare Florida State back because they're in the college football playoff rankings. Did you have any issues with the top four?
No, not at all. I really didn't have any problem with I just am at the point, Adam, where I kind of check out. Like at this point, it just is annoying because I see the different reasons that they use and I see the ambiguity and, you know, the different justifications, which are different every single week.
Right.
And it's just, I don't like it. I can't stand it. Like, so I kind of pay attention because it happens. But it's all going to, you know, like there's only one that matters. This is very much a made for TV event that they put on. And I was a part of the show. Like it's a good show. They do a great job and we have all these arguments and who we think should be there. But the good news is we're going to see a lot of these matchups take place. You know, Ohio State, Michigan, if you thought Michigan should have been ahead of them, which I could have made a case. They're going to play. You know, a lot of these teams are going to play. TCU has a game they're underdogs with this weekend. So, you know, if you thought they should have been higher, they got an opportunity. Like, usually it's all shaped out in these last 3 years. Football season.
Yeah, we play a lot of hypotheticals, and I understand why we have to because it is the conversation that drives college football.
Do you like those?
No. Well, the hypotheticals, I can deal with the hypotheticals. I think the hypotheticals are fine. What I always say before is something that you said, and I said this, you know, weeks before we started doing these TV shows, is that just remember that it's all fake. None of it matters. The only thing that matters is the last one. So if you waste energy getting angry or trying to find meaning at what the committee is doing, understand that it doesn't matter. They're going to start over. And I've always done this. I don't know how you feel about this. I don't think the committee has given us the wrong teams yet. As many years as we've been doing the playoff, the four they've given us, I've been like, yeah, that's the four.
I agree with you on that. I think there's a couple years with some of the blowouts that maybe you could have seen a team that might have been better matched, but resume-wise or really pounded the table. Although I do think there's a comp for this year that we could see unfold, and it'll be interesting to see because LSU is a two-loss SEC team that controls their own destiny within the SEC.
Right.
And they could run the table, beat Georgia, and then they're a two-loss conference champion. And we've never seen that before, but we did see a precedent set when Penn State was a two-loss Big Ten champion and got left out, and they chose a division winner in Ohio State over them.
Yeah.
Like, is that a precedent that was set, and you could see LSU left out? I think that's a possibility, but again, I don't know if that happens. I think it would take a lot to, you know, that LSU would have to win out, but there are some things that you look at, but here's the thing, Adam. Like, even if that unfolds, I don't trust that they would do the exact same thing because that's just a moving goalpost. Like, they move the goalpost every single week and every single year.
Could you see? I could envision this. LSU wins out. They're 11-2. Georgia was 12-0 in the SEC title game and gets beat by LSU. Tennessee is 11-1. Could you see Georgia and Tennessee going and LSU not?
Yeah, definitely I can see that. Because you know what's wild is how do you justify LSU's loss at home 40-13? They got smoked
right
at home. And like in any other year, in any other conference, that would be a just devastating loss on the resume that you couldn't overcome. And I know there's been a lot of talk about three SEC teams in the playoff. I am not having it. I won't let it happen on my watch, but I also don't think it'll happen. Like, I don't think it'll unfold. I think the committee even knows you need more representation. And, you know, the SEC is a good conference. It's probably the best one out of the Power Five, but it's not that much better. Like, really, at that point, what are we doing? And I think they would have to worry about the health of overall college football if they took that route and went with three SEC teams.
Danny,
I don't think it happens. I think it's fun for the conversation. I think there's zero chance it happens.
Danny Cannell, Cover 3 Podcast, SiriusXM, BetOnline.net, everywhere. Danny is everywhere. We're going to get picks in a minute. But I do want to fold this back to the ACC, and then we're going to get to Florida State. Because I feel like the way we're talking about Clemson, we all watch Clemson and go, yeah, okay, they're good, but they're not great. At least that's my opinion of Clemson being good, but not great. And when you went up to Notre Dame and got squashed, that's obviously a problem. But I feel like we're talking about the ACC and denigrating Clemson, where we're just sort of giving the Big Ten a pass. I think the Big Ten is a two-team league. I don't think that Penn State is any better really than NC State. I just don't think that league is all that good, but we are giving Michigan and Ohio State a pass. Neither of them have played anybody. I guess Ohio State has played Notre Dame, but that's it.
I could not agree with you more. I don't know if you saw, I got into it a little bit with Joel Klatt, the Fox analyst. Good dude.
Yes.
I like mixing it up a little bit on social media. But, you know, as Clemson had the game against Syracuse, where they did win 27-21, it was ugly. It was not a pretty win. DJ Uiagalelei struggled.
Yep.
We acted like that was an egregious, you know, loss. And at the time, Syracuse was a top 15 team. And yet when Ohio State, when they have a game where they're struggling with Northwestern, who was 1-7, now 1-8, we act like, oh, that's just a bad game. The win was so bad. Oh, we just give them a pass. Like, there's just no consistency across the board. And then I got myself in a little trouble because I called out Ohio State in that game, counting on Clemson to come through for me because I was like, come on. And then later that night, Clemson loses in ugly fashion.
Yeah.
But the point remained the same. Like, there's just too much favoritism that's shown for some schools and some schools aren't. The Big Ten isn't any better whatsoever than the ACC. Now, they do have two national championship contenders.
Yep.
And I think it remains to be seen if the ACC even has one. I am very curious to see how Clemson responds versus Louisville this weekend. But I think the ACC is deeper. I think there's deeper teams, which every conference is different. No two are built the same. And they're kind of all unfolding. Like, the Big 12 is extremely deep from top to bottom. But they have different strengths and weaknesses. Which is why I truly believe we need to get to a point where we see every conference represented in the playoff with a conference champion. And I think we'll get there. But until we don't, I think narratives matter. And I also think, like, I get accused of it all the time, and I think it's human nature for me to defend the ACC as they get picked on. But I also don't like how we're seeing this unfold where, you know, Joel Klatt works for Fox. Who is Fox in bed with? The Big Ten.
Right.
So he's out there pumping up Ohio State and Michigan, which I get. But I don't like that we have to make our case and become fans of different teams. Like, I am not afraid to criticize Clemson. I don't think they're national championship worthy right now. And I'm not afraid to say it. And if they get left out, I kind of understand. The thing that bothers me more in the ACC is that UNC is getting completely overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different story. But, like, I don't like how we're – and the SEC network, like, you listen to their talking heads, and they're always pumping the conference. Like, it's just not a good look for college football, especially when perception of your conference matters the way we determine a champion, right? Or the way we determine the four teams that get to play for it, perception of the conference matters. So then you start taking shots at other conferences. You start promoting your own instead of just truly letting it play out in the field.
Danny Cannell is joining us here. Is FSU back?
Don't why you gotta hold a, like, I know what you want me to do, Adam. You want me to, like, have a quote that, like, puts a stamp on it.
No.
And then Florida State goes out there and lays an egg versus Syracuse this weekend. and they're going to play it back for everybody. Like, look at this Danny Cannell.
Yeah.
I refuse to give you any bulletin board material here on your show.
That's fine.
I will say this. I think Mike Norvell, I love the direction he's got this program headed. He's been laying a foundation for 2 years, and I think you're finally seeing the fruits of his labor, like, pay off. I think Florida State is a much better program than they were just 2 years ago. I mean, I was at the Miami game when they absolutely curb stomped Miami 45-3. I think they're in a better place with, like, maturity, with the players that are buying into his system. If they carry out this season the way I think they should, I think they're an ACC champion contender next year. You can take that however you want. Okay. Are they back? Are they not? Because I don't want to be that program like Texas and Miami
right.
where you're constantly asking that question. I want to let the results speak for themselves so that next year, if Florida State is playing for an ACC title, then I can say I told you so, but I didn't say they were back.
Look, I'm with you. If Florida State can win out, and that would be a good win over Florida at the end. I mean, Syracuse is not going to be easy anyway. If they can win out, I mean, they'll be a top 20 team at the end of the year, which, by the way, would help either Clemson or North Carolina. Wouldn't directly help North Carolina, but you know, more ACC teams in the top 20 of the college football playoff ranking would be great. And I agree with you about North Carolina. All right, final thing for Danny Cannell. At betonline.net, TCU at Texas -7. Are we done talking about TCU after this week?
I think so. I think this is one where you kind of have to pay attention to the odds makers here. TCU has been an unbelievable story. What Sonny Dykes has done. But they've also been really flirting with disaster. I mean, they've had 3 fourth-quarter comebacks against teams that aren't as good as Texas. Texas playing at home. I think their roster is deeper. I think you're going to see a healthy dose of Bijan Robinson, who went off last week. He had 30 carries for 209 yards, and I don't think Sark ran him enough. Like, I think he's like, they almost blew that game because he stopped beating him, which I get at 30 carries.
A lot.
But I think they'll turn to Roschon Johnson as well. Quinn Ewers was all the rage coming in, and he's still a very, you know, highly talented quarterback. But I think Texas kind of leans on TCU in this game. Max Duggan, phenomenal. It makes me nervous, but as long as it's at 7 and not 7 and a hook, I think you've at least got some push protection because I think Texas wins by a touchdown or more, and I think they kind of put their foot down. I think it usually, like we were talking about, it usually kind of all shakes out.
Yeah.
I still think TCU could get in because then they have to play them. You know, potentially there could be a rematch of that
right.
game, neutral site. I think you could see that potentially unfold, but until we get to then, I think Texas gets their signature win of the season so far.
Carolina going to Wake, getting points. What do you think?
Oh man, this game makes me so nervous because I've been almost obnoxious in my love affair with Drake May, and thankfully he's delivered. And I'm actually not worried about him at all. I mean, even in their loss against Notre Dame, he had 5 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. He is playing quarterback better than anyone in the country. Anyone.
Yep.
But I ain't worried about him. I'm worried about that defense, who is 122nd in the country. They've got to get some. But here's the thing that gives me hope for them. I do think Wake is the right side to lay the 3.5 or whatever the number is right now, because kind of like we were talking about TCU flirting with disaster, North Carolina, just their defense has been a disaster all year long. Wake Forest has been, you know, up and down themselves. Here's the one thing I think UNC could potentially provide the upset and continue this unlikely run for Mac Brown, which I'd love to see happen, is the defense. I don't think they have to get as many stops. They got to get turnovers. And Wake has been a little bit loose with the football. I mean, they had the game against Louisville. They had 8 turnovers, which was insane. 4 interceptions and 4 fumbles. Maybe that's where Carolina can get saved, because I don't think they're going to get stopped. Maybe they can get turnovers in this game. Yeah. Which could, you know, that I think this is, and the total is 77. Are you kidding me? Which on principle alone, I would always say take the under.
Over.
But this one, I think the over is actually the play.
Go over.
So I think you get a turnover or two in this game, and all of a sudden North Carolina could be in it. I think the right side, though, is Wake. I think this is kind of where Carolina, just the defense, is too much of a liability. But I'll be pulling for him. And I think no matter what, you'll see Drake may have yet another monstrous game.
Danny Cannell, at Danny Cannell on Twitter. You're the man. I appreciate your time. Cover 3 Podcast, SiriusXM, betonline.net, everywhere. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
You are the best, Adam. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
You too. Danny's like full of energy. Who needs coffee after talking to Danny Cannell? Super dude. I always enjoy talking to Danny. He is a passionate college football fan.